bringing to school. So it's like, it's very discouraging. And
go. Right now, are we on the air, lady skill?
Yes,
now?
Yes, we are.
I'm sorry. Hey, yo, bust a move.
Hello, my name is Ginger Feldman from High and Mighty Therapeutic Riding and Driving Center, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Wave Farms WGXC needs your financial support. In these extraordinary and unprecedented times, we know there are many worthy organizations in need. We hope that you consider Wave Farm among them. If you value WGXC and want to keep it a part of your daily life, we ask that you make a tax-deductible contribution to keep local and adventurous content freely available on the Upper Hudson Valley radio dial. Please visit WGXC.org, click Donate, and become a monthly sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. Thank you so much for keeping independent voices and sounds on your radio dial.
The deadline for replying to the 2020 census is approaching. If you have not already submitted your responses, there's still time. It's quick and easy to do, and you can respond online. Libraries offer public computers and free internet access to help make sure you are counted. Make certain you count everyone living in your home, including newborns and young children. It's safe and secure. The U.S. Census Bureau keeps your answers confidential. The information you provide will have a direct impact on funding for libraries, schools, public transportation, Head Start, housing assistance, and more. 2020census.gov.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tunstall Studio Publishing of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
One speeding ticket, Columbia County.
Columbia County, everybody gets speeding tickets. How else do they pay for the roads to get plowed in the winter?
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. Accra, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm a student at Columbia Green Community College, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Mishuda, and I'm 18 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Patia, and I'm 6 years old, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Nico. I'm 10 years old, and I'm from Philmont.
I'm Lena. I am 10 years old, and I am also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate.
Bookish things.
And we're really glad to have Nico joining us today as our new co-host, at least for the day, hopefully, for many more weeks to come. So welcome, Nico. Glad you could join us. And we're also glad to have some of our friends back who haven't been able to make it the past few weeks. It's really good to see everybody. We're here, everybody. We're on a Zoom call. You can't tell, right? This is our new way of recording. We do little Zoom calls. But we're really excited to talk about books. But we also want to talk about our love for WGXC, who has had Bound by Books on the radio since the radio station first launched, and has made a space for youth voices and for all of us to talk about books every week. And we're very grateful for that. And WGXC is kicking off the next pledge drive right now. We're looking to gain some new sustaining donors during this pledge drive. And we're we're hoping that anyone out there listening who loves youth radio and community radio, hands-on radio, commercial-free radio, might want to support WGXE and help keep shows like Bound by Books on the air. And sustaining donors give a set amount each month. You can set it up to be automatically deducted from your account, which makes it very easy to remember to give each month because you don't have to remember it at all. And it can be any amount. You could give $5 a month, $10, $15, $20, and so on. So please do join us in becoming sustaining donors. Or if you just want to make a one-time donation, we like those too. Every little bit counts. So to make a tax-deductible contribution, you can go online to wgxe.org/donate, or you can give a call at 518-697-7400 and make your pledge. Hooray. And next week, we're going to be talking with another programmer on the show, hopefully. And we'll find out what kind of books they like and what their radio show is like, what brought them to WGXE. So it'll be really fun to have another guest on the show. But until then, let's talk about some books. Who would like to start us off?
I'll start. I went to Barnes & Noble a couple weeks ago. It was my first trip back to the mall in a very, very long time. And so I finally got the chance to spend a Barnes & Noble gift card that I got a very long time ago. I ended up getting a comic or a manga, basically, because it does read backwards. And it's a manga called Ibitsu by Haruto Ryo. It's a horror manga. I have not finished it yet. It seems to have like two separate stories going on right now, like an A story and a B story that I'll eventually get to connect. And it looks pretty good. It doesn't have much of a description, so I kind of just jumped into it with like very minimal research just to see what it would be about. And it's pretty good so far.
Is there an age rating on it?
Yeah, there actually is.
Sometimes they have those.
It seems to be rated for older teens.
Older teens. Well, I suspected that when it was a horror comic.
Yeah. Barnes & Noble has started actually wrapping their stuff for older teens and mature audiences in like plastic wrap pretty much. So yeah. That's why I could not get any idea of what it was about at first, because it was wrapped in plastic wrap, so I couldn't open it, because I guess people would probably just look at a comic or a manga and assume it's meant for children and would buy it when they really aren't. They're for a really large range of ages. Mm-hmm. And so I couldn't actually open it until I bought it.
I hope it is very good. Sounds up your alley. I know you like horror and comics.
Just in time for Halloween.
Yeah, good timing. Thanks, Amelia. How about Mashuda? Do you have a book you want to talk about?
Yes. Okay, so this book is by Is Everyone Hanging Out Without Me? By Mindy Kaling. So Mindy Kaling has lived many lives, the obedient child of immigrant professionals, a timid trapster freed of her own bike, a band, a flag, impersonating off-Broadway performer and playwright. Finally, she's fighting with her friends and coworkers with the sentence, "Can I just say one thing about this? And then I swear I will shut up about it." So she's finally standing up for herself. Like, she's seeing that, you know, she's an outcast and everyone is hanging out without her.
So that's when you're interested in reading?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard it's very funny, but I haven't read it yet.
And I also have a funny poem. "Don't change on my account. If you're sloppy, that's just fine. If you're moody, I won't mind. If you're fat, that's fine with me. If you're skinny, let it be. If you're bossy, that's all right. If you're nasty, I won't fight. If you're rough, well, that's just you. If you're mean, that's all right too. Whatever you are is all okay. I don't like you anyway."
Oh.
Yeah.
Such a sweet poem.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing. Mattia, did you have a book to share?
Yes. I have a book. Like, it's my honey book. is like, this is the book about like a dog and a boy.
It's called Henry and Mudge.
Henry and Mudge. Yeah, you got it correct.
By Cynthia Ryland, right?
I didn't know the Henry and Mudge.
Yeah, that's a series. We have a bunch of those.
The like dog, the last dog. The dog gets lost somewhere. Yeah. So like their parents like get bad, like get cold, doesn't have like any friends or brothers to play with. So they bought a puppy, a small puppy. Like first the puppy was born, then like turned into a baby. Now like the puppy is a kid. Soon it's gonna be a grown up, and that's like the end of the story.
Ah, so it follows. Is Mudge the dog? I assume.
Yeah, Henry and Mudge.
Yeah.
This is Henry and that's Mudge, and that's all.
But they're good friends.
It's a very short story.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I do.
That's great. Thanks so much for sharing that. Lena, do you have a book to talk about?
Yeah. Well, it's actually a chapter of a book, and it's from the book The Scary States of America, and the chapter is Maine Haunted Movie Theater, and it's basically about this man who went to Portland, Maine, and he went into the town solo instead of going with his parents. And there were comic book stores he wanted to check out, is also what it says. And so there was like a tour of like an old movie, and he noticed a weird woman across the aisle of the old Strand Theater he was checking out. And so he went up to the woman, and actually the woman started talking, and he struck up a conversation with her, which eventually led her to saying, I'm an actor for the movie, I guess is what you could say. And she gave him a quote-unquote tour of the movie set, even though it wasn't the movie set. And there were a bunch of people there when he went to, like, go tour it. But when he came back, he talked to one of the tour guides or something like that after the woman, like, gave him a tour of the quote-unquote movie set. And so he said, wow, the movie set looks amazing. When are they going to be done shooting? And so he was told that the movie was actually done shooting, I think, 5 years ago? I don't really know, but it was, like, years ago. And he looked around, basically. I'm bad explaining this chapter. And he looked around and saw that there was no one there. And so basically the tour guide person said that he was talking to their great-great-grandma, I think.
I guess as far as hauntings go, that one isn't so bad. Doesn't seem that scary. Just different. Have you read many of the states, like many of the chapters in that book?
No.
No? Are you reading them in order, or are you just picking states at random?
Picking states at random.
Cool. Maybe we'll hear some more in the coming weeks, perhaps.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. Nico, do you have a book you wanted to share?
This book is called The Betsy Tacy Treasury. It doesn't have a age thing. Mm. It's four books in one. It's about three girls who are best friends, and they just do a lot of stuff together. And the story that I wanted to talk about today was when they were 12, and they act in the play Rip Van Winkle, and Betsy, Tacy, and Tib, that's their names. Betsy's uncle was an actor who ran away from, like, his house, and they found him. I mean, yeah.
Have you read all of the books in the Treasury yet? Yeah. Is that one, that one's your favorite, though? Do they, what are the names of the books, do you remember?
Betsy, Tacy, and Tib. Betsy and Tacy go over the big hill, and Betsy and Tacy go downtown.
So Betsy, Tacy, and Tib was the name of the one that you talked about, right?
Betsy and Tacy go downtown.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's pretty much based on Betsy and Tacy because the first part of the book is just them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. That is fun. What made you choose that book?
Well, I just really like it, and I'm borrowing it from my friend, and I haven't seen her in a couple months, so I've just had the book. Yeah.
Since you're new to the show too, can you tell us a little bit of what kinds of books you like?
I like lots of stuff. I like graphic novels. I like novels. Particularly right now, I'm reading the Nancy Drew mysteries. They're really good. Yeah.
I can't believe I've never read Nancy Drew. I need to do that some point in my life. They're like such classics. I love the cover art for the, especially the older ones, like the originals. The cover art's really pretty. And I read them as a kid, but I never read them.
I have the classics.
Nice. Maybe you can suggest one for me sometime. You can check out one of her best. Great. Thanks for sharing that book. I've never read Betsy Tacy either, so I'm 4 Betsy Tacy's and who knows how many Nancy Drew's behind you on that. So the book I wanted to talk about this week is a graphic novel, and it's not quite a memoir, but it's based on one of the author's childhoods and lives. So it's called When Stars Are Scattered. It's by Victoria Jameson and Omar Muhammad. And Victoria Jameson is a graphic novel author and artist. She did a book that I loved called Roller Girl, which maybe some of you have read. And Omar Muhammad is an American citizen who was born in Somalia, and he had to flee his home when he was a young boy and ended up in Kenya at a refugee camp with his younger brother. And he was separated from his parents during this time. And so it sort of follows him and his brother through much of their childhood into their teens in this refugee camp, and sort of shows what life is like in the refugee camp, kind of day-to-day things, schooling, kind of the desire to, or the hope that someday you'll be reunited with your family that you've been separated from, as well as the hope that you'll sometime end up outside of a refugee camp, either back home or in another country like the United States, and sort of what that process is like, getting brought in for interviews to maybe have an opportunity to go somewhere else. And it's just a very nice story. Omar's brother Hassan has some disability where he's not very verbal. He has one word that he says, but otherwise he doesn't communicate with words. So that poses some challenges. And they sort of have there's a woman that they are sort of paired with because she's a woman who doesn't have a family, and there are 2 young boys that are there without their parents so early on that they're paired up with her. And so she becomes sort of a mother to them, although they still have a mother in the world, or they hope that they have a mother in the world that they'll sometime be reunited with. So it's a very nice story. It's mostly really uplifting, and it's not super dark or anything, even though they're facing some challenges. But it was very moving. And then at the end of the graphic novel, there's a author's note as well from Omar Muhammad about his experience, and they talk about what was changed in the story, because it's not a direct memoir. Like, they had to make up some characters, and he talks about his life, and they also talk about sort of what happened after where the graphic novel ends and get you updated on what he's doing in life. So it was very moving. I'll admit I cried a little reading it, but I cry a lot. So, yeah, but it is an emotional read. Highly suggested. It's a middle grade graphic novel. So I think anyone of our co-hosts today would be appropriate for them. But I'm an adult too, and I loved it. So I'd suggest it for, let's say, almost all ages. Because some of the subject matter is, you know, really tough. Like, it covers war and the refugee experience and being separated from parents. I could see littles that are a little more sensitive to those kind of topics. Might be a little much for them, but really nice story. But yeah, so that's When Stars Are Scattered by Victoria Jameson and Omar Muhammad. And it was also recently nominated for the National Book Award for Young People's Literature. They released the long list recently, and then I think it's in early October, they bring the long list down to 5 books. So I don't know if it'll make the final 5, but it was nominated for that. So fingers crossed.
Yeah, it sounds like a really good book.
Yeah. We have a lot of really great graphic novels at the library, especially I feel like there's a lot of really amazing middle grade graphic novels. Like, there's great ones for teens and adults too. But they're pretty good. I don't know. Part of why I read below my age group. So, is there anything else anyone wanted to share today? Anything that they've been enjoying? I could say one. I watched the Enola Holmes movie. It was a new Netflix movie. It's based on a book that I haven't read that's about the sister of Sherlock Holmes. Yeah, it has her adventures, and it stars Millie Brown. I forget her name.
Millie Bobby Brown, I think.
Yeah. she's really good in it. It was fun. You know, wasn't the best movie I've ever seen in my entire life, but most movies aren't. So it was a fun movie, and I would definitely watch more. I've heard they're planning some more, and I'm curious to check out the books as well, because it was like a fun adventure mystery, as you might expect from Sherlock Holmes' sister. Fun. Anyone else?
I'm getting ready for Halloween. I don't know. I'm probably going to reread some of my favorite horror stuff.
Yeah.
I know I have. I also have The Scary States of America, and I tend to read that around this time, even though it's falling apart and I have to be very careful with it. I'm probably going to reread some Junji Ito and The Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark anthology, because that's just a must.
Does anyone else read scary stories around Halloween?
Scary stories are too scary for me.
Scary for me, Sheila. That's okay. Maybe you could do a light Halloween read. Like, not too scary.
I've heard a couple scary stories, but I've never, like, read any, like, scary books.
I try to read one around Halloween, like, even if it's just one. I try to read at least one scary book, because I don't read scary books that often. So it's sort of fun, like, once a year to try to find something that's scary. And sometimes they're lighter scary than others. I've read some really scary ones, though. I picked out one for this year. I don't remember what it's called, but I have it at home. I heard about it on a podcast that I listened to, and it's by an author that I like, and it sounded really scary. So I hope I make it through without losing sleep.
Yeah, I once, like, tried to read a scary book, and, like, I finished, like, one chapter, and then, like, I remembered it when I was sleeping, and I woke up crying. Yeah.
Yeah, one of the scarier books I ever read, I read on a vacation. So I think that added to it, because I was in unfamiliar places. So, like, the dark spots in, like, an unfamiliar space are scarier than the dark spots in, like, your home where you know them really well. And then I was also on a trip where there were bears potentially nearby, and I'm really scared of bears. So I was scared of this monster and of the bears at the same time. So it was quite traumatic. But I made it through. I like getting scared once in a while. I think it's good for you. Occasionally. Yeah. So to our listeners who are listening to this on Friday or via the podcast, this Saturday, there's an event at Kitty's Market, which is at 60 South Front Street in Hudson, New York. that is a voter registration fair. So for anyone that's 18 or over that is not registered to vote, we definitely encourage you to go out and register. And if you go to this event at Kitty's, which is this new place in town, so you get to check out the new place, they're also going to be doing a raffle for a Nintendo Switch Lite. So you might win a prize by registering to vote. Oh, and I know somebody on this radio show wants to register to vote, so maybe you could go to that event. And that's hosted by Kitty's Market and the Spark of Hudson. So definitely check that out. Oh, and that's in the afternoon, 1 to 5. That same day, there's an event around State and Second Streets. There's going to be a mural painting party where you can come and paint a flower. So they're painting sort of a community garden on the ground on the street. And that's going to be from 9 to 6. So if you want to paint a flower on the street of Hudson, that's all ages, and they're providing all the supplies, and everybody's welcome to join. I'm definitely going to go paint a little flower.
Sounds what fun. Street is it on?
It's State and Second Streets in Hudson. So that's Saturday, October 3rd from 9 to 6. So there's like a whole day of you can paint a flower, register to vote if you're 18 or over. Encourage somebody else to register to vote if you're not. That should be fun. But we're just about out of time for today, but we want to remind our listeners that WGXC needs our support to stay on the air, keep operations moving along. And we're looking to add some new sustaining donors for WGXC. So if you're able to commit a amount of money of your choosing every month to WGXC to help keep shows like Bound by Books on the air, we would really appreciate that. You can make a tax-deductible contribution online at wgxc.org/donate, or you can call 518-697-7400, and one of the wonderful WGXC staffers will help you with your pledge. And you can also make a one-time donation if you prefer that, and information is available at wgxc.org/donate or 518-697-7400. But we appreciate everyone for listening today. We wish you a great week with lots of quality reading time. Happy reading.
Bye.
Kiss my lips.